you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first half hour, when we have our Science for Humans episode with my co-host, he'll be on the air shortly with me, Dr. Jeff Galini, we're actually going to answer a question from a listener named Barry up in Michigan. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Patrick Sullivan to talk about a really amazing B vitamin. I'd say intelligently designed. And then at the top of the new hour, I'm going to give you my update on what's going on with my back work, the neuropathy in my legs, and all that sort of good stuff. So I can promise you it's going to be very, very interesting.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J.
Hey, my favorite topic.
That we're talking about today, right?
We are, man.
You know, it's funny. So I learned something new before we get into it. So tell the audience what we're going to be talking about, because then I got to share something with you that's really crazy.
Yeah, so, you know, I get so many good questions. And a listener named Barry out of Michigan, he proposed this question that says, one of the trainers at my gym told me not to eat red meat to gain size, but to look to vegan proteins. He says red meat is bad for you. Can you help me out, please? What a great question, and what an idiot trainer.
Well, this is really becoming ridiculous now. This is permeating the mainstream media, everybody. It's all about meatless Mondays and forks over knives and protein is bad. And folks, if you look back at the 70s when they said fat was bad and look where it got us, we're about to embark on yet another stupid, inappropriate for human beings dietary template that's going to bring on even more disease.
Yeah. And you know, it's the mainstream media, the magazines, I mean, that are prompting this stuff, along with just uneducated vegetarians. I mean, if you want to be a vegetarian, knock yourself out. I mean, I don't badmouth people who eat vegetables, so why are you going to badmouth people who eat red meat? But, Carl, you know, there is no substantiated evidence. All of these studies that they quote, the results are inconclusive that, you know, red meat causes cancer, causes colon cancer, causes heart disease. Eat a steak and you're going to raise your cholesterol. You know, we now know that it's the sugar that raises the cholesterol,
right,
not the red meat.
Right.
So it is kind of frustrating. And then, you know, when you got a guy like Barry, maybe he's newer to training and he goes into the gym, and then, you know, you have a trainer that who obviously is a vegan or a vegetarian, and he's going to try to promote those cult ways on him instead,
right,
of saying, hey, you know, this is my personal choice. I don't eat red meat because I'm trying to, you know, I'm a Hindu or something. Instead of going, oh, it's bad for you. You know, you can't grow muscle. And it's like, oh, my goodness. Come on, dude.
You know, what's really funny is that the mainstream media bashes the paleo diet because it does not include grains.
Right.
Dietitians say, You should never exclude any food group from the diet, ever. But yet, those same dietitians have no problems getting behind a vegan diet, which is even more extreme as far as exclusionary goes.
I know.
And but that's okay. That's good. That's good stuff.
And you know, from my personal experience, you know, I grew up eating. You know, when we talk about red meat, normally we're talking about beef. And the funny thing is you know, there are so many other types of red meat that they just clump it all together. You know, when you look at, you know, wild game like venison, antelope. My goodness, how can you get much leaner than that?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, and then the other side of the coin. And when they talk about red meat, they include things like Oscar Mayer sausages and Morning Farm patties. And that's not meat. That may have found its origin in scraps of the stuff you don't want to eat. That's why they can't serve it to you on a plate like a steak. They grind it up and it's to use it, but that's not meat.
No, and we are, and you know, I can agree on that standpoint that, you know, processed meats, it's kind of like we were talking last week about processed cheese is not cheese. It's a cheese food. Well,
right.
Hot dog is not a meat. I'm sorry. It's not red meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
It ain't even red in color. You know, when I first started bodybuilding, you know, when I moved out to California, I gave up red meat for a couple years. And I grew okay, you know. I did.
You were still eating
well.
Chicken and stuff, right?
Yeah, I just gave up cow. I mean, I ate chicken, fish, you know. And I don't know why. I think I was on this whole boy. I can't eat fats. I got to be on a diet.
Yes.
And what ended up happening is, I was only eating like 2,500 to 3,000 calories, and then when I dieted, I was having to diet at such a low caloric intake that I thought, you know, this is kind of crazy. And I talked to a couple of, you know, the pros out there like Samir Banute, Chris Dickinson, and they're like, no, man, eat red meat. You got to get your calories up so when you diet, you can diet at 3,500 to 4,000. And I'll tell you what, when I incorporated that red meat back into my diet, my strength, my muscle gains, I think I gained more the first year than I did in, like, the last 3 years. Now, I wasn't eating, you know, seven meals a day of red meat, but I was eating at least one meal, and I wasn't afraid of it anymore. And I think that's what the issue is with people is they have become afraid, and it's like, what are you afraid of? You know, if you listen to everything you read on the Internet or everything that's on the TV, my goodness, we wouldn't eat or drink anything, would we?
Well, so
the water's bad for you, the air is bad, everything's bad.
But here's an interesting fact, Dr. Jeff. Okay, I just did a show on this. I'm not going to talk about the show per se, but what I am going to tell you is that red meat, beef, cow, okay, is the one thing you could eat every day for every meal for the next 5 years and not only survive, but thrive. You know, the Chinese Navy, and I found out the other day, the Scandinavian Navy, which actually were the, what do they call them? The Vikings. They kept live cattle on their ships. They raised them, they milked them, they processed them, they bred them. So they always had beef. They never had scurvy, even when there were no vegetables to eat. Why? Because cows produce vitamin C. So there's vitamin C in their flesh.
Yeah.
Everything you need is in beef. And they're telling us every day on the media, abandoned beef, and I'm watching this train wreck getting ready to happen, just like abandoned fat, and I'm thinking, oh my God, people are going to start dying when they're 40 years old, and no one's going to open their eyes and go, wow, maybe it's because of my diet.
You know, it is, and then the whole justification, oh, well, you know, the cattle are full of drugs and steroids, that's why, you know, the beef is dangerous. Well, what about the agriculture?
Thank you.
I'm telling you, we're going to do a show here next month, and it's going to be entitled The Confessions of a Farmer, because I met with a farmer just recently, and this guy's been a good old boy, raises cattle, grows wheat, peas, and all types of stuff, and I'm telling you, the stories he told me opened my eyes. And this isn't everybody, but that's a whole other topic. You know, I think you got to look at, you know, again, in order to grow muscle for Barry, you know, we got to have protein, you know, and it's very difficult to grow muscle you know, eating vegetables. Now, there are guys that are doing it, but I'm telling you, most of them are using anabolic steroids and other agents, and they're drinking protein drinks. If you're a true vegetarian, you're not going to drink any milk, whey, or anything from that standpoint. You know, when you look at the quality of the protein, the amino acid profile in beef, it's awesome. Beef is loaded with creatine. You know, I mean, what better for muscle building than high-quality protein and loads of creatine? And here's something I found out that I did not know. You may have known it, but vitamin D, red meat, contains kind of a metabolite, something called 25-hydroxychlorothiazide.
Right. That's what we all want. Actually, we take vitamin D so it turns into 25-hydroxy.
Yeah. Red meat has that. So if we're deficient in vitamin D, what a way to get more energy and get vitamin D in your system than using red meat. And it's one of the most absorbable forms. So that's crazy.
And then the other thing that we have to talk about are the things that are actually attached to blood that are in greater abundance in red meat than in anything else. And that is things like appropriate sources of vitamin B12 in the hydroxy version, but it's part of the it's part of that hemi complex, hemi iron, hemi B12. We absorb these so much better.
Yeah, and you know the thing about it is, you know, if we are deficient in like a B12, then it's going to be very difficult for us to absorb other types of vitamins. And, you know, a lot of the vitamin supplements on the marketplace, if they are the cheap, unabsorbable forms and they're pressed into a tablet, they're completely worthless. I mean, that's why, you know, people who take those, when they urinate, they smell like vitamins because, folks, it's all leaving you. Have you ever had a yellow stream eating a piece of beef? Not me. I mean, you know, you can use it.
Yeah, it's good
and
stuff.
And my friend Iron, Carl Iron, I mean, red meat to me is, you know, not just the flesh. I mean, it's the liver. I mean, it's all of the things that are associated with a cow. And, you know, you look at the importance of iron, and again, the form that it's in, not only is it great for, you know, for bodybuilders, but, you know, women, man, for kids, you know, for the growing of the fetus. I mean, you know, that's so important.
Yeah.
I think they have women who are pregnant take iron supplements, don't they?
Yes, they do. When they actually show, if they start to show low hemoglobin and low red blood cells, and they start giving them supplements to help build their blood builders, and that's one of them is iron, no doubt.
And I heard that they were also now giving women iron if they're looking to get pregnant, you know, just to get their iron up. Well, hey, eat red meat, man.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that needs to be considered is, Rob Wolf pointed this out on a recent show. You know, the problem is that when you start to talk to vegans or the anti-flesh movement, they always try to stand on the high horse of morality. You know, oh, well, it's unfair to harm animals. And you know what? I respect your opinion if that's the way you feel. That's not a good way to choose your diet, because at some point in time, if they show that plants have feelings, which they are showing now, they actually feel pain, and that's why they excrete these saps and things that they do. It's part of the pain response system. So what are you going to do? You're going to eat tree bark so you don't hurt anything? Look, that is not the reason to choose a dietary template. The reason to choose a dietary template is one that builds strength, that builds health, that builds youth, that builds longevity, and that staves off disease. We have to stop acting like red meat is the devil. It's not.
I got to tell you, this is funny. You're talking about, you know, vegans and vegetarians. I remember one time going over and training a guy at his house. Vegetarian, vegan. Always was on me about my diet, you know, yada yada. And of course, from the, you know, standpoint that, oh, you know, those poor cows, you know, they haven't done anything to you. I go in his garage, I see mouse traps all over the place.
Yeah, what'd the mice do to you? Yeah.
I see mouse traps. I look on his shelf. I see Raid. I see wasp spray. And I said to him, hey, let me ask you a question. You know, you're all for animal rights. Oh, yeah, yeah. I said, why you got mouse traps? He goes, well, them things are nasty. They, you know, they don't do anything.
Oh,
I mean, you know,
yeah,
they carry disease. And I'm like, oh, and those poor wasps and the ants? I'm like, dude, you're such a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I mean, to say that a cow has meaning, I said, and other animals don't, I said, it's ridiculous. That's just the way nature works. There's always somebody who's going to be the food source for somebody else.
Yeah, we're the food source for things. Look at viruses. Look at mosquitoes that kill people. It's just silliness. That's all. And you're right. It's the poor reason to avoid a particular food that is being shown in silently, quietly, without any fanfare, because the mainstream media is not paying attention to these messages. We just did a show the other day that shows that beef is the only thing that increases telomere length or protects telomere length of all the foods and beverages they tested. They tested everything. Cereals, vegetables, fruits, soda, coffee, they tested everything, even alcohol. The only thing that people consumed, over 250,000 people in this meta-analysis, the only thing that had a positive effect on telomeres was beef. What does that tell you?
Well, and even, you know, comparing it to white meat, I mean, really, I mean, beef trumps it. I mean, when you look at the amount of B vitamins, and we talked about D, you know, the trace minerals that you find, again, in that red meat that you don't find in, you know, chicken and other types of things. But, again, you know, I don't want to ruin my next show, but, you know, when I found out what they do to chickens nowadays, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, again, you know, I'm all for higher quality beef, but I think even the low quality beef that you find at the, you know, the Walmart, is better than
not
eating the
beef.
Chicken that you find at the store.
Yeah, good point. That's a
really good
point.
You know, when I went gluten-free, you know, I'm very sensitive now for any type of gluten, and I have had some big sensitivity to ground turkey. And after talking to this farmer, I now know why. I mean, you know, with what they're doing to especially the poultry, it's kind of like the farm fish. I mean, you know, what they do to them farm fish is what they're doing to these farm chickens and turkeys. So, I mean, that stuff is actually not very healthy for
them. Yeah, no, I know. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's actually give Barry some suggestions of good cuts of beef that he should be including.
Absolutely.
Since all beef is not created equal. You're listening to Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach. Anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Right after today's show, you can stay tuned and listen to the EFX on ESPN show when Dr. Jeff and Brian Andrews interview EFX sports athlete Terry Rady. Is it Rady or Ratty?
Ratty.
Ratty. He is a strongman competitor and a true Carbolin addict, and that's going to be right after today's show.
Goodness.
And then also on Saturday at noon, it re-airs again if you're tuning in and listening to the live stream here. So, Dr. J, what were your favorite cuts of beef when you were bodybuilding?
You know, when I was bodybuilding, because I didn't have any money.
Ground beef.
No, it was actually a round steak because at that time I was, again, still a little bit of a fat phobia, and that was the leanest cuts that I could find. But we would have a burger night where we went to one of the local places. It was kind of one of the health food restaurants, and they had some nice grass-fed burger. But now, you know, I think looking now, being more educated about beef, you know, a sirloin, you know, is probably some of the best cuts that are very flavorful. But, you know, that doesn't mean the cuts like, you know, New York strip or filet mignon or, you know, T-bone steak that combines the two, that, I think it really depends on your budget. Most people aren't going to eat, you know, rib steaks, which are a little more marbled, you know, 5 times a day just because they're expensive. So, again, I think you just got to mix it up and find out what you like. But I like sirloin, and I do like a good T-bone.
I'm a huge fan of flank steak. Huge fan of flank steak. You know, it cuts like a brisket. You know, you get the cut it against the striation, against the grain. And it's so delicious. And it's minimally fat.
Yeah.
So if you don't want a lot of calories from your beef. But when I'm looking for calories, I at least 3 days a week, I eat 1 pound grass-fed, grass-finished ground beef. I don't know what cut it is. I'm just trying to think, but I know it's 15% fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I eat that with three slices of Swiss cheese and usually some peppers and onions or some mushrooms. And I put it in my Hot Logic, and I eat that 3 days a week, the days I train especially I do. I love that. It's so good. It's so delicious.
And, you know, folks, if you, every place, you know, you can find someone who raises cows, and that's what I do. You know, you get a deep freeze, you have a little bit of investment, but, you know, I buy a whole cow, and then I pick my cow. You know, it's grass-fed. I mean, you know, I try to get the cleanest cow I can. And then you can dictate what cuts you want. Like, I no longer like the round steak. You know, they're just too tough. So I turn all that into hamburger. I love hamburger, you know, because it's so versatile. You know, I can put it like you do in the Hot Logic. I mean, on the barbecue grill, you can make a whole lot of stuff.
Right.
And then I dictate, you know, I mean, how big I want my T-bones, my rib steaks, my roasts. I mean, so again, you know, you have that meat. And it's a lot cheaper. I mean, I pay less than $2 a pound across the board for, you know, good cuts of steak to lean hamburger. You know, I was in the store the other day, and my gosh, ground beef is like $7 a pound.
Yes, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We're coming close to the end here. So really, your message to him is don't be afraid of beef, and don't listen to that silliness that a vegan diet is the way to go.
And we're not employed by the American Cattle Association. We just like beef, you know. And the older I get, and the longer I've been training, the more benefits I find to the whole red beef thing. But nope, don't be afraid. Don't listen to, again, the fake media. But find out what works for you. You know, find out how much red meat you can eat. What cuts work for you? Obviously, if you're eating too much and you're putting on a lot of body fat. Well, that probably isn't the red meat. It's the other junk you're eating, or, you know, again, you're incorporating hot dogs as a red meat. So,
hey, Dr. Jeff, the line is a little chattery right now. I just wanted to follow up and see what's going on with Supplement Santa. I know you had a huge turnout the other day. How's that going?
We did. Yeah, it was good. The winner is getting a whole bunch of stuff. There were 10 runner-up winners. So April, I believe it's April 12th is the next one, so once a month. People can, again, follow Dr. Jeff on Facebook, and I always give all the information about that. But if you want to win a whole lot of supplements, some clothing, and a bunch of cash, you definitely want to get in on those Supplement Santa giveaways.
Boy, you are like everybody. I see everybody commenting about you, tagging you in posts now. You've become like a Supplement Santa phenomenon on Facebook.
You know, because I do it. You know, a lot of people will do a giveaway once a year, once in a while, but, you know, because mine has become a monthly thing, you know, even people who don't win, you know, aren't frustrated because they know it's coming up again, but they don't have to do anything. They don't have to pay anything. They don't have to give me anything. They just watch it and comment on why they should win, and that's the only thing. So it's not one of those tricky contests, which is about, you know, getting your name and giving me your name and address so I can call you.
Yeah.
No, this is just to have fun and to say thank you.
Supplement Santa rides again.
Yeah. You know,
it's a lot of fun. Hey, Dr. J, man, it's good visiting with you today. And this is
you
a good
too, brother. Thanks, everybody.
Catch you
next time.
All right, thanks. Bye. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about an intelligently designed B-complex. Yes, and how you can get your hands on it. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse.
This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Go, 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 go. Welcome back. You know, B vitamins are not very sexy these days, but I can tell you firsthand that they are in dire need in this population. Because of gut dysbioses, because of alcohol consumption, because of tobacco use, because of a variety of reasons that people don't pay attention to, don't think that they accumulate. There are many people out there who are suffering from what is a subclinical B vitamin deficiency. And it has these little innocuous, annoying little symptoms, like you start getting numbness in your hands and your feet, and your doctor tells you it's because you're diabetic, when it's really not the sugar diabetes. It's not the diabetes that's causing, it's actually the missing roles of certain B vitamins. Or your child presents with schizophrenia, like overnight. You can't understand why. And you find out that B vitamins can actually help a large number of people without the use of some of these harmful psychiatric drugs. But B vitamins are not sexy. They're just not. You know, we're looking for the next silver bullet. Oh, make my telomeres longer. And we're forgetting about things that we evolved under the influence of and really are the cornerstones of good health. And whenever I see an intelligently designed product, I have to pay attention to it. I have to share it with the audience. And that's why I have Patrick Sullivan from Jigsaw Health on the phone with me. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you today, man?
Wonderful, wonderful. So one of the problems with B vitamins is the form which they can be sold in supplements. And the other problem with B vitamins is they pass through us very, very rapidly. You've developed a B vitamin using your SRT, sustained release technology, that has made your magnesium products famous, which to me it's brilliant because it's the right forms And you don't have to worry about taking it multiple times a day, which is what you would really have to do in order to get the real benefits of B as a therapeutic. Talk about the forms that were critical and the different B vitamins that are in this complex.
Well, we've taken all of the active forms instead of the inactive forms, as you mentioned. And the reason for that is because B vitamins in their inactive form have to be converted in the liver into the active form. Probably the most common example of that would be B12. The inactive form would be cyanocobalamin. The active form is called methylcobalamin in that it's been methylated, quote unquote. And so the good news about something like jigsaw activated B, that methylcobalamin, that cobalamin, that B12 element can skip the liver. It goes from the GI tract, and it doesn't get routed to the liver. It gets routed into the bloodstream. So the reason for that was because my dad, who, as you know, helped me start Jigsaw Health, he and I started it together, and many of our products, if not maybe all of our products, were really designed with him in mind. One of the things that he learned about his genetic disposition was that he's a poor methylator. He's a slow methylator. So for him to take a product that contains cyanocobalamin is going to have almost no impact because his liver had so much trouble converting cyanocobalamin into methylcobalamin.
And in fact, cyanocobalamin can displace methyl and even hydroxycobalamin, which is the storage form in the liver. And so it's not just that you're not getting the B12, but it actually could be blocking the uptake of any of the active B12s, which is kind of like a double whammy. So,
right,
you know, a lot of people, I suspect, either have a genetic predisposition to poor B vitamin methylation, or there's an emerging trend in some of the overall effects of this mass dysbiosis that the country is suffering from today that causes them to be poorly taken up. But I would venture to guess that a large number of people out there have a subclinical B vitamin deficiency that doesn't show up until you hit about 50. And the reason it doesn't show up is because from 20, 30, and even 40, your body is fairly robust and capable of super compensating for things that you're doing wrong. But when you hit 50, the body goes, oh, you're supposed to be leaving soon anyway, so there's no need for us to keep holding up this scaffold here. We're just going to let you fall to the ground. No, this is an observation of mine, Patrick. It really is. And people,
I think you're right.
People don't pay attention to their B vitamins.
Nutrition.
Yeah, but you don't. But a lot of people have gone methylcobalamin. You go further than that. You use all the activated forms, don't you?
That's right. B1 through 12, although there is no B4 that I'm aware of. So, but it's all the active forms, and it's sort of the, well, if we can get an active B12, can we also get an active B1? Can we get an active B6? And the answer is yes. So that's why we called the product Jigsaw Activated B with SRT. And the SRT is important too.
Well, we're going to talk about that for a second, but do you know why there's no B4?
No, why is that?
Because the scientists that were labeling them did kind of like an Abbott and Costello, who's on first, what's on second, when the guy said, what are you going to call this one? And he said, before. He said, before what? He said, no, before. See, so they went on like that for about an hour and a half, and then they said, you know what, let's just go right to B5.
That's, you know what? That gives me an idea for a funny Friday video.
Oh, dude, I want to see it. I love, if you haven't been following Jigsaw Health's viral videos, you're really missing out. I got to tell you, dude, you especially, your level of creativity would allow you to just do that for a living if you ever wanted to. You know what I mean? Really good stuff.
Well, if you think about it, Carl, I am doing that for a living.
Yeah, right. The supplement is a byproduct of, oh, yeah, by the way. Yeah, exactly.
It really is. I joke with people, and I say, well, we're an entertainment company that happens to sell dietary supplements.
I like that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
Did you happen to see our St. Patrick's Day video?
Oh, of course. Of course. Of course. They're all hilarious. They're all hilarious. And your wife is Ashley LaRue. Those who watch the video,
right.
Please don't send her love letters. She's taken. But and quite frankly, dude, you're pretty buff yourself, man. You obviously are a fan of physical culture. You're one of the people that builds our audience right here. So you look amazing.
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I work out with Lance Dreher, who we still need to get him on your show, but a.k.a. Dr. Fitness. He was Mr. USA and Mr. Universe twice, on either Mr. America twice or Mr. Universe twice. I can't remember, back in the 80s. And you want to talk about buff. Anytime he posts a picture of one of on Facebook, it's like, dang, that guy's big. And he's still ripped. He's still in great shape.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks it. You can tell.
62, 63 now.
Hey, I want to take a break, but when we come back, I want to pick it up and talk about SRT and why that's important. And this is a big one for me, right? So lots of people can put together a supplement and go to the hard work and expense of using all of the activated forms of B vitamins. But this is the magic, in my opinion. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Patrick Sullivan. Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes, because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I miss Amy Winehouse.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
She was a one of a kind. Kind of like B-Complex with SRT from Jigsaw Health. We have Patrick Sullivan on with us right now. We're talking about that. So we've established that these forms of B vitamins are the ones that your body needs. We've established my theory that a lot of people are deficient in these B vitamins for a variety of reasons that plague our current population of modernity. So why SRT, Patrick?
The sustained release technology is super awesome on B vitamins because it extends the release instead of giving you a spike. So if you think about the 5-hour energies and any of those kind of things that have high dose of B vitamins, that's forcing your body through your GI tract to take and use all those B vitamins at once. And it's what makes people like me, when I take a product like that, feel super fidgety and like wired. I don't like the feeling of those kind of energy drinks. Sustained release, the Jigsaw activated B with sustained release, gives me energy all day because it's pushing the B vitamins into my system over a 6-hour period.
So Elisa Profumo said on Casual Friday quite a few weeks ago now, I've been trying to get her to take like a B100 a day. And these aren't even the activated forms, but I believe what I'm saying about B vitamins and deficiencies in our population. But she can't. They make her nauseous. Like nauseous, sick nauseous, even if she takes them with food. And
wow.
But she can take the B with SRT without a problem. It doesn't make her nauseous. And it quite well could be that to some people it's fidgety, to other people it's nausea. Because yeah. I don't think it's the presence of the tablet in her gut. I think it's what you're talking about. This super fast release of all these B vitamins, which we know have nootropic effects, energy utilization effects, hitting you all at once. Some people, they get fidgety. Some people just feel queasy. Other people get full out nauseous, you know, different. And she takes the SRT without a problem now, every single day without a problem. In fact, she's forgotten That's to awesome. Watch for it. Like, oh, you know, when she used to take B vitamins, she'd be like, oh, I got to watch and see how I'm going to feel in a little while. Now she just takes them and forgets about it.
Yeah, because it is high dose. I mean, everything that we do, if you know my dad, this makes sense. Everything that we do is high dose. The B12, there's 500 micrograms in there per tablet, and that's 800% of the RDI. Now, I'm sure you've talked a lot about how RDIs aren't necessarily, you know, the optimal amount, yada, yada, yada. But everything in here is pretty doggone high dose. So I think it is the SRT that's, you know, time release, extended release, whatever metaphor or rather whatever synonym you want to use.
Right.
That probably is helping her. I know it works for me, too, because, like I said, the kind of energy shots, man, those things just make me feel fidgety,
washed out,
wired. I don't like it.
So B vitamins, we did a show recently on how taking a simple B vitamin complex actually worked better than some psychiatric drugs in young people with schizophrenia. Have you seen that research?
I have not, but that is extremely interesting.
So we did that show probably last month. I have to send you a link to it, actually. I should have sent you a link already. I didn't think of it. There are, like I said at the beginning of the show, B vitamins are not sexy. And the reason they're not sexy is because, by and large, we got plenty of them from our diet, and we didn't have the level of gut dysbiosis because of all of the antibiotics that we've taken over our lives. No doubt that that's the problem. You just have to read the book Missing Microbes to understand what I'm talking about. That there is a B vitamin deficiency today. We used to get B vitamins from meat and eggs, certain vegetables, but by and large, animal protein is the place we get B vitamins from. And we've got a nation that's afraid of animal flesh today. We're being told at every step, oh, you've got to be a vegan. Oh, don't eat beef. Don't eat eggs. They're bad for cholesterol. You know what? I just said this at the beginning of the show. We got this wrong in the 70s about fat, and look at where we are today. We're about to go down a brand new, really dangerous rabbit hole that's going to shorten the lives and increase and shorten the health span of our population, starting with children. B vitamins are part of this mess. I'm telling you. This is a great supplement.
Yeah, I agree. The B vitamins, and what you always hear, or at least what I've always heard, is that it's not just animal flesh, but it's the liver. And
oh,
when's
yeah.
the last time anybody had liver?
I had it a week and a half ago.
Chicken liver,
yeah.
beef liver.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I love liver. I would cook more of it, but it stinks the house out when I make it. But I love liver with onions and a little couple bay leaves in there. And, you know, sautéed nicely. I don't even have to put flour on it. Sautéed nicely in a little olive oil. It's so good. It's so good. So
can I tell a quick story?
Yeah, please.
When we were kids, my mom was making a meal. And we sat down, and it was, we were like, Mom, what is this? She's like, it's beef and onions. And we all tasted it. And one of my sisters says, oh, this is gross. Is it liver? And almost about that time, my dad comes walking in, and he goes, hey, kids, what do you think about the liver and onions? And we were like, Mom, it was this hilarious. How did you know what liver even tasted like? I don't know. Just didn't taste very good. So I don't know. I think that there are good ways to prepare liver and not so good ways to prepare liver. I'm not sure my mom had the best recipe.
I just think I like liver. I like the taste of liver. I was raised on that. I mean, I was raised on liver. Like my grandfather used to make tripe and peas with tomato sauce. So like when they would babysit for me. So I'm talking about pre first grade, right? 5 years old. I would eat tripe and peas with my grandfather and I loved it. I tried
That's
making
awesome.
It myself, but you want to talk about stinking out of house. It's disgusting to make tripe at home. You got to wash it and you got to boil it first before you can even cook it. It's just terrible. But anyway,
yeah.
So we have a special offer for the audience, don't we, on the B with SRT?
Sure do.
What's the coupon?
Oh,
we'll have banner ads up on Superhuman Radio a little bit later today. They're not up there yet with the landing page. But what's the deal that my audience can get right now?
We are happy to give the Superhuman Radio fans a 10% code on Activated B with SRT. The coupon code is Superhuman Radio Act B. And as Carl mentioned, the landing page will be up on his website. You could also call in to Jigsaw Health directly at 1-866-601-5800. Just mention that coupon code, mention the radio program today. My team will be happy to help you. And lucky for you, you'll probably get to star. You'll get to talk to one of the movie stars of our Funny Friday videos.
We're going to talk about them in just a second.
Is everybody in the company
at? Yeah. We're going to talk about your wife in a moment. But I want to just mention to the audience that this is a huge bottle. I think it's like 120 caps, isn't it, or something like that?
That's correct. And the typical dosage is one or two per day. I take one per day.
Yeah.
And that seems to be pretty good. So at one per day, it's a
four-month
supply.
I know.
For $35.
I know. It's insane. I mean, I take two a day because I feel like I have been compromised by low B levels for a long time, and I'm trying to correct that. I'm trying to be more therapeutic. But Elisa takes one a day, and that's it. That's a four-month supply. It's ridiculous. It's a very, very good product. Really, really good product. I promise you. You will not be disappointed. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Jigsaw Health banner ad, and take advantage. So the coupon is Superhuman Radio Act, A-C-T-B?
That's correct.
Okay, there you go. All right, so let's talk a little bit about all the movie stars at Jigsaw. Your wife is a wonderful singer, amazing, has an amazing voice, and you also play in a band. Is that how you guys met?
You know, believe it or not, Ashley and I met in high school, although she was a middle schooler at the time. Now, wait a second. I know what you're thinking. That seems very strange. She, her brother and I graduated at the same time. I knew her as, you know, little LaRue.
Right.
6 years younger than me.
Right.
And she and I went to a private Christian school, and we played in the band together during chapel. So I remember 22 years ago, that was now, I'm playing guitar and I'm looking at this little kid with a fantastic voice.
Right.
22 years later, she's my wife. How cool is that?
That is very cool. And she still has a fantastic voice that has probably matured and come into its own, because she's got that
absolutely
smoky, she's got that smoky sound. You know that, you know, you go into like a little, hideaway kind of place, and there's this gal there who's, you know, just been through life, and she's got that voice that kind of implies the gravity of everything meaningful in life into every single song. That's how she sounds. She's amazing. She's amazing.
Well, I will pass that along to her. She'll be really happy to hear you say that. Yeah, she grew up imitating Whitney Houston and definitely found a lot of soul in her voice. She had Whitney Houston and Shania Twain sort of blended together. And the first date that we ever went on to was to a just an amazing old-time little country honky-tonk here in Scottsdale, Arizona, called Handlebar Jays. And the band asked her to come up and sing a song, and I think she sang Crazy by Patsy Cline. Yeah.
Oh, dude, man. That's like one of my favorite songs. That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if we have a recording of that anywhere, but if we do, I'll have to send it to you. But first heard her sing that, I fell off the bar stool, basically.
So are you a big fan of country music?
I am, yeah. I didn't grow up with it, which is funny because I lived in Texas for 10 years, but Ashley and I played at Handlebar Jays for about a year every Tuesday night, and so that really got me into I sort of stick with the 90s country, the Garth Brooks era, the Travis Tritt, that kind of stuff is the country I like.
So you know what my favorite song of all time of country western songs is? By George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. Have you ever heard that song?
Yeah, of course.
That is an amazing example of love. You know what I mean? Like somebody who, they don't stop loving you until they die. I mean, that song, whenever I think of country western music, I think of that song by George Jones. Anyway.
It's iconic, absolutely.
We really got off track here. So we're talking about...
what is this show about?
Yeah, right, exactly. We're talking about B-Complex with SRT. This is a fantastic supplement that everybody should be taking. This goes right in the hand-in-hand with water and sleep. Really critical to health. So underestimated. And not really on the radar of most people who are looking for something sexy that's going to make their telomeres longer or increase autophagy or any of those other things. You got to pay attention to your B vitamins. And here's a great opportunity to get a great supplement at a great price and patronize a sponsor of the show. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Jigsaw banner ad, be transported to the page, use the coupon code SUPERHUMANACT, A-C-T-B, or call the toll-free number. What's the toll-free number again?
866-601-5800.
And insist that Ashley LaRue take your order. You've got to hear her voice on the phone. I warn you, you'll empty out your wallet, but it'll be well worth it. Hey, listen, thanks for all that you do, okay? And thanks for being a sponsor on the show.
Absolutely. We love Superhuman Radio and love your audience, love your fans.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Patrick.
All right, take care, Carl.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to bring you up to date on what's going on with my spine and my recovery. It's really good. It's really exciting. If you're looking for solutions, I got some things to share with you. Stay tuned.
Hey,
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Miami Sound Machine. I saw them at a backyard party before they were Miami Sound Machine famous in the 80s in Las Vegas. Anyway, so if you don't already know, I'll kind of bring you up to speed. I have had some lumbar spine compression that has caused some really weird things in my lower legs. Not so much a loss in strength at all, but instead a stiffness that led to numbness that then led to pain. My feet hurt when I get up in the morning and start walking. There's nothing wrong with them. It's not like they're all mutilated. This is most likely neuropathic in nature. I've gone for an EMG, which they actually plotted the nerves in my legs and can show that the hypersensitivity is an inactivity, I mean, is an overactivity of nerves that whose branches come out between L4 and L5 and L5 and S1. You can actually see the noise on my nervous system, if you will. And this is what's causing the problems. And so I've been going to see Dr. Paul Constanti at Dynamic Healthcare, and I've been getting a series of treatments three times a week. Those treatments include acoustic wave, cold laser, chiropractic adjustments, lumbar decompression where they strap you in and they pull your hips down and hold your body steady, and also some therapeutic massage using high impact massagers in my lower spine and stuff like that. And I've combined that with a very aggressive inversion at home protocol where I invert anywhere from 7 times in a day to a low of 3 times in a day in combination with the treatment that I'm getting at the chiropractor. And I can tell you with complete assuredness that there are positive changes going on in my legs. I'll give you some examples. So this numbness, which is called a radiculopathy, which I think is ridiculous. No, anyway, I had to do that. It was starting to encroach on the middle of my thighs. So up into the middle of my thighs, the skin had a sensation. That sensation was not complete numbness, but it was more like there was a disparity between the actual temperature I felt on one area of my leg and the temperature I felt on this area of my leg. This area of my leg felt colder all the time. Since I've been doing what I've been doing, that has moved down to right below my knees, which is really impressive. The other thing that I've noticed is slowly, at different periods of time, I've had the sensation that you get when you sit on your leg the wrong way for a long period of time and stand up and it's fallen asleep. That moment when it's becoming awakened, for lack of better terms, the paresthesia is starting to dissipate. You can almost have like painful tingling, right? Pain, it actually can feel painful for a couple seconds. So that tingling of my legs waking up combined with some dull painfulness that most people would have stopped. Most people would have said, oh, this isn't working. I got to stop. It's getting worse. But see, I know a lot of times when you screw yourself up hormonally, physically, sometimes the path back to wellness, you have to walk through some of those same things that screwed you up. So in this case, when the vertebrae press down on the branches coming out of my spine, they cause numbness. As they start to separate and they start to pull away and eventually won't be touching the nerves, they can create new sensations like shooting pains or pain in general. I'm aware of this. And the fact that I felt things that other people would have considered pain gave me hope. Like I am on the right path. Anything that makes us better or worse is on the right path. Now, I just have to make sure that I'm going the right way, which I'm convinced I am, because if compressing caused this problem, then decompressing should alleviate it. So I feel strongly I'm going in the right direction. I believe in what I'm doing because I've done enough research. And I'm noticing changes, tactile changes in my legs. Like when I wake up in the morning, my feet aren't as stiff and they don't hurt nearly as much when I get out of bed. You have to understand, neuropathy isn't just numbness. Sometimes it's a hypersensitivity. So walking on the carpet, I can feel the carpet on the bottom of my feet. That has become less, that hyperstimulation. And every time I hang in my inversion table long enough to where my muscles in my back completely relax and allow my spine to elongate, and I can feel the vertebrae popping, pop, 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 pop. I can hear them inside my body, pop, pop. And I can feel a tiny little twinge in my lumbar spine in the L5, L4 region, right before it pops. And that twinge is obviously, the vertebrae is rubbing against the nerve a little bit, but not in an aggressive way, like I'm going to cause an abrasion. It's the separation of the vertebrae is still causing an action because it's coming off of the nerve instead of being stuck on it or pinching it, if you will. It's unpinching. So you feel that sensation. And I feel that. And then I hang there for a little while longer and I stand up and I have no pain in my legs. The numbness is from, let's say it was a 10. After hanging, it becomes a 3 or 4. My mobility increases. My ability to run up the stairs increases. Everything increases, but it stays that way for a couple hours. So since I sit when I do my show and I stand when I'm awake, I have to spend more time aggressively in the opposite direction to cause a net result of allowing these vertebrae to separate. And that's why I'm being very aggressive and doing it multiple times a day on top of the 3 days a week of having my decompression and the other things done at Dr. Constante's. So I've also done something else, and you'll find this interesting. I actually listened to my own show. We did a show not too long ago about the benefits of taking gelatin or a good collagen hydrosylate an hour before training, because it then makes the collagen available to be pulled into the joints, pulled into the soft tissue, and in my estimation, pulled into the discs in the spine. It's not enough just to decompress. You want that disc to plump up and take up the space. You don't want the vertebrae to just come back down and collapse on it again. So the goal has to be to rehydrate these discs. I believe it can be done. I believe it can be done. I think that what it takes is that when you decompress, if you don't have in the local fluid matrix the building blocks that can be absorbed by these discs, which every orthopedic surgeon will tell you is impossible, by the way. They don't tell you that it's impossible to lose the contents of the disc, because that happens. It either evaporates or it squirts out if you have a blown disc, which in my case I don't have. But they say, oh, you can lose the fluid in the disc, but you can't regain it. That's nonsense. That's an impossibility. Because if you can activate in reverse the way the fluid is escaping from the disc, then you can refill it. I know that's true. And I know that everybody will say it's impossible, and then 30 years from now they'll find that it's true. Right? I'm not waiting for that. It just bears logic here. So if I have all that excess collagen and that vitamin C in my body prior to doing all these great things I'm doing, like I do it before I go to the doctor, and I do it around, you know, I do it in the morning anyway before my workout, and I generally hang first thing in the morning too, then it stands to reason that that fluid will be taken up by the discs. And as I separate the vertebrae, the discs will grow out instead of just staying there and allowing the vertebrae to collapse back down. This is my thinking. Now, am I seeing progress? Absolutely. Is it going to happen? No, I'm going to do this for the rest of this year at least. I predict by the end of the year, I will have follow-up video x-rays of my spine, and that 23-degree side-to-side curve in my lumbar spine will be much less. Will it be zero? I don't know. But will it be 10 degrees? Possibly. And I just stay on that track. So for those out there who are struggling with lumbar spine issues, which can cripple you, they can cripple you if left unattended, do not discount the importance of mechanically addressing the disorder, right? Don't immediately go for a laminectomy because the surgeon says the only way we can do this is cut some ligaments and help it straighten out on its own. You can reverse the things that you've done to your body. You first have to understand how they happen. You secondly have to remove the insult that's causing it. And then you third have to apply strategies and treatments that go back and reverse the problem. And it's not easy, and it's slow, and you have to believe in the process, and you have to give it time, and you have to be astutely in tune with your body. Like when I started getting some of these pains, Most people would have been like, oh, man, that's sciatic pain. I got to stop. No, I thought to myself, sure, I'm getting pain. That's good. That's actually good because I'm doing something in that area. I'm actually doing something. Now, do I believe I'm doing harm? Absolutely not, because I'm not compressing it. I'm not squatting. I'm not deadlifting. I'm not doing things. I get up so much more often and stand at my desk so much more often. Walking is a very important factor lower back recovery, by the way. Walking can heal you when you have lower back problems. Trust me on this. Just plain old walking. But I know the things that I'm doing are working because I am now starting to recognize the results. The way my legs feel, my level of mobility and being able to turn on my ankles faster, and agility is coming back. The numbness is moving down. And now we just follow the process. At some point in the near future, when I have time, I will blog because I will reveal my x-rays so people can see what I'm dealing with here. This is not some little, oh, you know, it's no big deal type of a thing. There's no doubt in my mind that had I ignored this and just kept doing what I was doing, it would have gotten worse and worse over time until at some point in time it would have started to affect my ability to walk. And I'm not waiting for that. So I thought I'd give you that update. And that's it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to check out Dr. J on Facebook, Jeff Galini, and friend him for the Supplement Santa opportunities. You can also send questions to him on SupremeRadio.com, the Ask the Scientist banner ad at the bottom. And then, of course, show Jigsaw Health some love. They are a proud supporter of Superhuman Radio. The coupon code is Superhuman Radio Act, ACTB, the letter B. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad. Get your B vitamins in. They're very, very important. Much more than you think so. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.